Look at all these astronauts, I'm playing God.
ISIS is back.
ISIS
working hard with the Mossad.
Know what that means, don't you?
It's getting hard to keep up.
Israeli secret intelligence service.
They're running your daily news.
Bang, bang, bang.
You've got it all confused.
Bang, bang.
They're mostly made up of Jews.
Israeli secret intelligence service.
How many more mass shootings do we need?
Huh?
How many more crisis actors have to bleed?
What?
Gun grabbers are overwhelmed by so much greed. Don't even shoot themselves in the foot to succeed. The ADL employ the troll, and every time I meet one, I destroy the soul. Cyanine crisis actors, they enjoy the role, for it is not about gun control, but boy control.
Remember when we were so young, we used to have a lot of fun. But then they
we're back! Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Payday Monsanto is the music that we're using for the show today, only because the message that's in it, I know that a lot of you guys don't like the rap thing, I'm not usually into rap myself, but God, the lyrics. If you just read the lyrics to this guy's song, it'll blow you away. One of the songs that he wrote was Call Me When You Are Free, 14th Amendment citizen. Excellent, excellent lyrics to that. But anyway, yeah, Dan, I have him. We talk all the time. Great guy, Payday Monsanto. So guys, if you're out there, resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com. You can find us on the chat, live chat right now, or you can call in 1-800-313-9443. We have questions coming in. This is a question from one of our listeners. What do you suggest we do to resolve what is going on in this corrupt world? Revolution? That is his question. How do you answer that, Casey?
Well, there's different kinds of revolution. What we've been attempting for many years now is a peaceful revolution.
Yep.
When the peaceful revolution is not going to be able to solve the problem, then there's other alternatives.
Yeah, the other alternatives, the spirit of resistance, huh?
Yep. Well, yeah, it's just like a bully. I mean, how long do you let somebody slap you around and take your lunch money? Eventually, you're going to, you try to reason with them. You try to say, hey, look, can we get along? I don't appreciate it. Whatever. I mean, there's lots of ways that you can try to do it peacefully. But when that bully keeps beating you up and keeps taking your lunch money, eventually you're going to have to pick up a baseball bat and smash his head in. And that's where I think we're getting close to.
Well, that's very illustrative. I don't disagree. I have to say, if Ryan Bundy's running for governor in the state of Nevada, I tell you, if he wins, I'm moving to Nevada. That's the name of that. And Gordon Martinez is running for sheriff in Clark County. Now, if Ryan Bundy wins as governor and Gordon Martinez gets in as sheriff, I'm moving to Clark County, Nevada. I tell you, this is what made, but see, I'm not so naive to believe that what they have to overcome is millions and millions and millions of dollars. Again, this is all created by the same 14th Amendment jurisdiction. A lot of people that were against Citizens United and trying to pull the money out of politics, they don't understand where this jurisdiction comes from. And it all comes from the same root, this evil poison root of the tree. We don't give people the fruit. We give them the roots. You can pull it out by the roots. And really, Judge Roy Moore out there in Alabama knew the truth about this. This is one of the things that the media, one of the reasons why they immediately lined up on him. It wasn't about any scandal of what girl was this or that. It was his comments.
30 years ago.
right. It was bunk. We know that it was bunk. But they used that. But the first thing that they really went after him over, was his comments on the 14th Amendment. Now, I'm about to play a clip I want you to hear and I want our audience to hear. This is Professor Thomas Woods on a statement that he made about the 14th Amendment. And this is what Judge Roy Moore was talking about when he was attacked by the progressive communist media. Go ahead and roll that clip, Dan.
Let's look at what is the claim being made here.
There are a few factors to take note of when we look at the ratification of the 14th Amendment. First, we have the fact that the amendment was proposed in Congress, and two-thirds of the people present voted to approve the amendment. And then it gets sent out to the states, and then three-quarters of the states have to ratify the amendment for it to take effect. Well, one thing we can note about the passage of the 14th Amendment is that it was not, shall we say, entirely without blemish. At the time that the amendment was set to be voted on and discussed, John P. Stockton was a newly elected senator from New Jersey. And he was known to be an opponent of the 14th Amendment. And he took his seat, duly took his seat in the U.S. Senate at the beginning of the 39th Congress. Well, informal canvassing of senators made quite clear that there was no two-thirds majority in favor of the amendment at that time. In fact, it turned out that the amendment would have been one vote short of passage. So a motion was introduced not to seat John Stockton. But he's already been seated. This is the problem. He's already been seated. So you can't really vote not to seat somebody who has been seated. If he's been seated and you want to get rid of him for one reason or another, you have to vote to expel him. But expulsion requires a two-thirds vote. They didn't have a two-thirds vote to expel him. So they voted not to seat somebody who had already been seated. Okay? I mean, it's sort of like, you know, how can something be both A and not A at the same time and in the same manner? So they voted not to seat this man who had already been seated. And then they went ahead and voted to approve the 14th Amendment. Now that's, you know, it's really not legal. It's right, not a proper procedure. But that's actually the least of the problems associated with the amendment. Then it goes out to the states. Now Tennessee ratifies the amendment. But here's how Tennessee ratified the amendment. The problem that was occurring in Tennessee was that opponents of the amendment were refusing to show up at the statehouse and thereby preventing a quorum. Okay, I mean, you have to have a certain minimum number of people present in order to conduct business. Well, opponents of the amendment thought one way to prevent its ratification is just not to show up, and then they wouldn't have a quorum. Well, in order to get a quorum, two of the anti-amendment Tennessee legislators were actually kidnapped and forcibly brought to the State House and declared to be present so that the vote could take place. Now, there are some sticklers, you know, who think that kidnapping is immoral, you know, who would throw, you know, some doubt on this, the legality of this. And the thing is that when the House Speaker called the roll, well, these two representatives refused to answer. They refused to say they were present because in their mind, they weren't, you know, spiritually, they weren't present. They were only there, you know, under duress, I mean, really by force. So they refused to answer the roll, but nevertheless, they were declared present so that the amendment could be ratified.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think kidnapping and forcing somebody to be part of a quorum doesn't count. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have argued, but we need the 14th. It doesn't matter what you need. It doesn't matter what you want. There is a lawful process by which to achieve something. But a lot of these northern states that found out what the 14th Amendment was really about, because really if it was about setting people equal and free, it hasn't done that, right? But if it was really truly about that, it would have taken what? A sentence? Look at how our founders wrote the Constitution. There was a couple drafts, and they added it all down to a short form. All men are created equal, regardless of skin tone. I could do that in one sentence. I'm sure that they could have done it in two, but it took four sections, and the fourth section made the public debt unquestionable, right? This is one of the reasons why you know, we can't question the validity of the public debt. Then we take the control of the public debt and we hand it to the Federal Reserve. So now we can't question the validity of the public debt that's in the Federal Reserve's hands. That's insane. And I don't know. It's not that complicated, Casey. I mean, I don't know. I really, one of the things that I'm hoping is that the people that followed you, the people that followed me, this is our first daytime. We were on at night, pretty late on the East Coast. I'm hoping that maybe this seeps into the sponge, the brain sponge of the American people there, and they start seeing this for what it is, an unlawful usurpation. My partner coined the term the Reconstruction Replacement Government.
Yeah, and the proper way to put it is our country, up until Abraham Lincoln, a great scumbag, was a de jure government. It was a legal, lawful government. But after the scumbag Abraham Lincoln, it became a de facto government because, like you said, they did not have a quorum to be able to ratify the 14th Amendment. So therefore, they kidnapped people. They did all kind of treachery to be able to accomplish their goals, which that in itself, an illegal act cannot be made legal. I mean, there's no way. I don't understand how people don't know our history when they claim to be a patriot. Because if you really research and you understand, Abraham Lincoln destroyed this union. Abraham Lincoln is the first turn of horrible events in this country. But yet, the mainstream media, the revisionist history tellers, they tell us what a great and wonderful man, oh, Honest Abe was. When he was anything but honest, and he was anything but a great man, and he deserved what he got. Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah, we keep having a couple little technical hiccups. Don't mind that. When it comes to Lincoln, I know that where people try and put the blame, I blame the bankers. What he tried doing was, and you know, I'm no Lincoln fan. And for those people out there, I know that in my old neighborhood there used to be an Abraham Lincoln High School in the middle of the inner city, and it was a predominantly black neighborhood. And I would drive past Abraham Lincoln High School, and I would look I'd have to rub my head, because if you talk to any of these kids going in and out of the school, they would swear to God that Abraham Lincoln was this great emancipator. This is the same person who said that he really could give a damn about the slaves. What he did in the cause of slavery was to preserve the Union. And he said that if I could leave the slaves alone, I would. If I could free some and not some, and that would preserve the Union, I would. If to free them all preserve the Union, what I do is not for the matter of slavery, but it is to preserve the Union. He had no care about that. And he also was considering...
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, sending him back to their country of origin, which, by the way, you know... I have some very good and very well-educated black friends who understand this, and they see they have like this when they have the aha moment, then they see how they and generations of their people going all the way back have been used, and basically, I mean, really, it's sad, but I mean, these entitled Black Lives Matter anarcho-communists who believe that they have they're so horribly persecuted here. I wonder if they have any idea what it's like to live in Africa right now, in South Africa. You know, they're walking around with their Nikes on their cell phones, screaming that capitalism is has to go. They're holding an iPhone and Samsung. They have no concept. They're so privileged that they even need their own little playrooms in these colleges now, because if you say anything that challenges them, they have a mental meltdown. And it's not just, it's all of the youth. All of them now are being programmed to be little mindless snowflakes. That's a great term, by the way, snowflakes. I don't know. Well,
there's a letter. It was written by a man named Willie Lynch. And I've had, you know, black people tell me that that was the key to enslaving the black people. And the, if you read the Willie Lynch letter, you'll see mm-hmm. that they started out with the black people doing it, but now mm-hmm. they're using it on all of us. And it's the way mm-hmm. to enslave a people. And it's called yeah. the Willie Lynch letter. Google it. Find it. It's available online.
Oh, I got to do that. Hold on a second. I'm doing that right now. Willie Lynch. I should have known this. Thanks for that. I didn't want to lose that. Full text of the Willie Lynch letter, 1712. The making of a yep. slave. Wow. Yep. Now that's something that we're going to dig into.
Started to enslave the black people first. And they followed it to the T. And it worked so great with the black people that now they use it against all of us. It's a government mentality. It's the way that the government has asserted their control. It's a great read. Anybody that has any wonders how all this happened, read the Willie Lynch letter. It'll tell you how it happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm matter of fact, folks out there, we're going to be putting this in the archives along with one from Resurrect the Republic on the evidence of the constitutional usurpation. Willie Lynch letter is going in there right now. So if you click on the archives, we'll put it out on our Facebook, on Resurrect the Republic Radio Show Facebook, and we'll tweet it out there too, and we'll try and get it out to you as many forms and fashions as we can. Dan, I'm sending that over to you. If you could add that to the description, I'd appreciate it. There's both links. So anyway, you know, this is the jurisdiction that we're facing. I think that that there are more people that I'm seeing now that are awakened to this. And there's more people all the time. We used to talk about, I don't know if you're familiar with Judge Lander H. Perez. The congressional record, his statements were read into June 13th, 1967. Congress could have amended all of these to be equal citizens along with their white counterparts. There was no need for the Civil Rights Act. This could have been done by a sentence or two. It did not need to be to go the way that it did. And now this is the jurisdiction that they're using. This is the states have become puppets. They're no longer the de jure states that they used to be. They're all trading in this unlawful currency, by the way. The Federal Reserve note isn't even legal constitutional money. And that's
a debt another note.
Right. It's a big problem. And you remember it goes back to Section 4 of the 14th Amendment that says the public debt cannot be questioned. Therefore, they were setting the way for this, for the Federal Reserve in the late 1800s. They knew they had this so well plotted out. We had G. Edward Griffin, the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, on the show, and you know
that's
if
a
you
good book.
It's a great book. It's a great. I recommend it to everybody. The Creature of Jekyll Island, Ron Paul's End the Fed. The law that never was on the 16th Amendment, because this doesn't apply to the 14th Amendment. Also, my wife went into the Sam Houston Texas State Library and Constitutional Research Center, and she found the original Virginia Annotated Code and found the original 13th Amendment as ratified. Now, a lot of people have heard about the War of 1812, but they don't understand what it was really about. The British, they sailed in. They came into Washington, D.C. They burnt down the National Archives, the records, the White House, and then they left. Well, they left the British Patent Office, of course. But what they were destroying was this 13th Amendment was an iron chain around associations. Now, to be a lawyer, let me explain the difference, because this is for the audience out there. There's a little bit of a difference here between a lawyer and a bar association member. Now, many people who are knowledgeable in the law do not need to be part of an international or national organization that makes a clique, a club, a foreign power unto the states. And that's what the original 13th Amendment prevented. Anyway, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Father of the moon, which built my sails, close the sea of years. With no provisions, but in no faces, Lord, the straits of fear. Oh.
Welcome back, Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN with Casey Massey. Ah, Casey, I tell you what, it's really a pleasure to have you on. It's great for that you're out, but it's also great to be talking to you about stuff that, I mean, the average person, sometimes I bring people on the show and I really have to send them this stuff weeks in advance, sometimes, you know, earlier than that for them to really get their brain around. It's nice to know that there are people out there like yourself that can articulate what the problem is. And knowledge, I think, is the first power that we need to move to. And then, of course, belief in something better than yourself. So you saw what happened to you. We've all been a part of the whole Bundy and Oregon thing. And I think it's amazing that when you have a group of people, this is what, by the way, what Benjamin Franklin kind of said, you know, these folks, they stood together and they came out the other side. because they were standing for, one, righteous purpose. Two, they weren't provoked to be offensive. They were defensive. And three, they stood on the principles of the founding of our republic, and it resonated. And this judge in the Nevada trial, she had to declare this mistrial. She had to do it. She did the government a favor, I think, when she did that, by the way, because if it had gone to the jury and they had been found not guilty both in Oregon and Nevada, can you imagine? That would have even been twice as powerful a message. So, you know, what are your thoughts on the whole Bundy situation? You have any outlook on that?
Yeah, I support what they did. I've supported them the whole way, and I'm extremely happy that the guys in Malheur, except for the cowards who pled guilty and I believe got what they deserved, the ones in the Bundy, I'm proud of all those guys because they stood on the proper grounds and they didn't bend. They stood up. And so I don't really have any compassion for anyone who lets the government just slam them around. And people like Blaine Cooper and Joseph O'Shaughnessy and, you know, those type people, they got what they deserve. And it couldn't have happened to some nicer people.
That's true. I had often hoped that I was charged with the main group. They got me off to the side by myself on the same charge that they had you on. And there was nowhere I could go. I had they put me in the hole. I had no legal representation. They gave me two visits to the law library in 7 months with a piece of paper and a pencil, with a damaged hand. Yeah, I felt put in a situation. But then again, my situation was a lot different than Blaine Cooper's, and I wasn't willing to testify on anybody, of course. That was a no-go zone.
In defense to you, a lot of people don't even understand the law. I happen to understand the law, the authority of the law, the 18th USC 922 G1. I've done a lot of research on that law, the history of the law. I've read the law back and forth, so I probably have a better understanding and had a better understanding, and that's why I stood up. Because if you listen to the government and you're not able to do your, especially in jail, because I was able to do my studying before I went to jail. So I knew what the law was and what it was meant for. And so when they charged me with it, it made me angry. And I decided, look, I don't have a guilty conscience. You're not going to make me feel guilty. You're not going to make me feel like I'm a criminal or I've done something criminal. And so I stood up. But most people,
there
was people I was in prison with that they think that the law means that anybody that's ever been a felon cannot own a gun. That is not what the law says. That's not the law meant. There's no intent of Congress to push that agenda. That's the agenda of the judicial system. That's the agenda of the communist government that we're living under. And the best way that I know to help stop people from taking these charges is to educate them and tell them their rights. And I'm not done. I'm going to sue the federal government at the Supreme Court level. I'm working to try to get an attorney right now, and I fully intend to sue the federal government over this conviction. I'm going to sue them for violating my rights. And I've got plenty of Supreme Court cases to back up what I'm saying. So shystered, I'm going to fight.
If you win that, and what you'll end up doing, and this is, you know, I respect your position on this. My situation was I was literally, and I haven't told my listeners, even my listeners, this, physically, and I mean physically, I was dying with a condition they weren't treating me for. So they basically put me in a position where it's coercion. It really, and you really can't explain it by any other way. We'll let you out and you can live, or if we find you guilty, you might get 10 years. I wouldn't have made it a couple months more, I think, than when I got out. It's a long story I haven't really gotten into about my health with you or anyone else, but this is what they do. They employ these tactics, and they're evil.
That's what they just did to Bill Keebler.
Yep. All right, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, folks. Resurrect the Republic.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN with Casey Massey, and we were talking about, the case that just he just pled guilty. It's a shame. It's really, really a shame. But they had him in a situation, Bill Keebler, where again he had health issues that were a big consideration, and he was going to, I think. That, you know, from what I've heard, he was going to win that case, and they basically made him. They did like Don Vito in The Godfather. They made him an offer he couldn't refuse, almost in a way, because he just wasn't ready. They told him, you know, even if you win tomorrow, you're not going free because there's more indictments in the out of the Nevada case. This is, folks, this is news, by the way. Now, Casey and I both, I agree with Casey's theory on this, but you know, we're not sure yet. But they came to Bill Keebler and they basically said, even if you win tomorrow, we're gonna transport you to Pahrump because you are under a sealed indictment. There are still more sealed indictments in Nevada that haven't been revealed. So you're one of the you're just going to go to Pahrump, and you have right now, right here tonight, to make this decision. You can either take this sentence and run with it, or if you win tomorrow, and now, how evil is that? First of all, they know they're losing their case, right? But they gave him a global resolution as part of the deal, which takes the Nevada indictment off the table. Now, Casey, last night you had said that you wouldn't believe a word they said. In fact, you believed that they were lying, possibly, not sure, but I agree that that may be a possibility, but I'm not so sure as to the legality. Now, I know that law enforcement can lie to you. Prosecutors, there's a fine line if they get caught putting themselves in a position where they're misrepresenting a deal, right? So as part of a deal, they have to be pretty much on the level, Masonic speak.
Okay.
They have to be.
Okay, but let's look at that.
Yep.
In theory, you're correct. But look right at the lies and the mistruths and the misdirection of truth that they did in Malheur and at the Bundy deal. That's one of the reasons why the judge threw it out, because of the gross misconduct. These guys don't care. They will say whatever to scare you into pleading guilty. Poor
Touché,
Bill,
you got me
he's
on that
been
one
in jail for 2 years, and his health is terribly degraded. So to him, I can understand. And I know Bill Keebler personally. Bill Keebler is a very stand-up dude. He is not a sissy or a punk in any way. And that's even more to the joke of the charge that they gave him, was that he asked someone to build a bomb for him. Anybody who knows Bill Keebler would laugh at that, because Bill Keebler can make a bomb out of bubble gum, toilet paper, and doo-doo. He don't need anybody to do anything for him.
He's very skilled.
Yeah, he's a Green Beret. He can make IEDs out of anything. So for him to ask somebody else to quote, make a bomb for him, that's a joke. There's no way.
Yeah, it sounds like the same setup situation that we saw with Schaefer Cox up there in Alaska. You know, a stand-up guy, a bunch of informant scumbags who are willing to say or do anything. And then next thing you know, that you're looking at years in prison. So, you know, there are some reasons and some purposes that I agree with you with some of the folks that took pleas and what they were willing to do, especially Brian Buddha, a.k.a. the Buddha Cavalier, and that mentality.
Couldn't happen to a nicer
guy. Yeah, scumbag. Absolute. Yeah. And, you know, I hate to say it, but... And I don't usually do this, and I haven't so the whole time that I've been, you know, back on the air, but I went to the Bundys and I begged them to please not so much get rid of him, but not trust him, because he was like one of the go-to security guys. And I had come to him with a local who had a FedEx employee who was a friend of his who would just stop by the FBI. And they wanted to search his truck for illegal contraband going across state lines that was headed for the Bundy Ranch. They alleged that it might be firearms, explosives, blah, 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 blah. And the FedEx driver wouldn't let them do it without a warrant. They ended up going back to the FedEx depot, and apparently they were given the authorization by a supervisor to do so. I don't know what, if anything, was found, but the package went on and was delivered. So I went to Buddha and I said, Buddha, you got a problem here. This could be an interstate commerce clause violation that they're trying to set up that they're trying to set up on the side. being completely separate from the cattle roundup. See, that would have given them the legal, you know, they would have been able to go to a judge completely separated from the BLM, completely separated from the cattle operation, and they would have been able to SWAT team that ranch if they would have found something in there, or if they didn't mail it themselves, but they would have had the evidence, and they went through it through the proper way of going through the supervisor. So anyway, I bring this to Buddha, and I say, one of those packages that was delivered in thus such much a time, and I brought the video of the local, and I said, we got to find this, man. And he's like, ah, don't worry about it. I'm like, dude, you're the chief of security. What do you mean don't worry about it? That's when my red flag went off for Buddha. And it went downhill from there. It just went downhill from there. That, him, and his so-called girlfriend, M.D. Lofter, got me started on that witch, too. So anyway, it was a big psychological operation. They apparently had people either put in place, or they knew how to put the right pressure on people, or honey trap them. I think that's what M.D. Lofter was to Buddha, was she was his little honeypot. So anyway, it got complicated. But, you know, you live and learn, right?
Yeah. Well, and here's another sad thing. Anybody that's not had to deal with the courts or deal with a legal situation, they're extremely susceptible and gullible to dealing with them and the tricks that they use. Mm-hmm. Me, my son-in-law's a cop. Some of my very good friends are cops. I know the laws, and I know them well. That's why I know that I never violated any law while I was on the border. Not one.
Right. Right.
But they decided to make one fit around me that didn't apply.
Yeah.
And that's how dirty they are. Because it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of whether they want you or not.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Boy, do I agree. The times we're living in, they're I don't know. It's going to take, you know, I think that they seriously underestimated. First of all, these people, these bureaucrats think that they know so much. And they looked at folks like the Bundys, and they just thought they're just a bunch of redneck hick cattle ranchers that don't know anything. And boy, were they surprised.
Yeah. Just like jacking with me. They found out that I'm not the gullible, stupid biker that I portray myself to be.
Right. Right. That's, well, you know, I never thought you were stupid. You're a diamond in the rough, but you're rough in all the right places, man. I tell you, you took a stand, and I thank you for doing what you've done on the border there. You know, what you guys do out there was just so absolutely necessary. It's so necessary. And
like,
you know, maybe
the feds tried to make a big deal about us having all those guns and all that firepower. Well, in case anybody's ignorant of the facts, look up the Gulf Cartel. Go look at YouTube and see the videos where they dismember people while they're alive. Go look at the things that they do to people. You'd be a fool to stand up against the cartel and not be armed. I mean, unless you just have a suicide wish or you want to die. Me personally, I wasn't prepared to die. I was prepared to fight. And therefore, it took having weapons to defend myself. And because I was heavily armed, the cartels decided that, yeah, it probably wouldn't be a good idea because it's going to cause an international incident and this dude's going to shoot back.
Right. Right. It didn't take much. See, that's my whole point right there. That is my point, is that these criminals, they don't want the fight. They want sheep. They don't want a good deal with people like you.
Nope. They, criminals, and well, it's just like the government. They're bullies. And the only way to stop a bully is by smacking them in the head. You're not going to be able to reason with a bully. And the federal government has proven to be a bully. And there's no way you're going to reason with them. They're not going to just give away all this power that they've amassed over all these years. They're not going to give it away. And anybody that thinks that we're going to get our country back by an election, you're highly misinformed. And I would call you ignorant. because we're not going to get our country back by an election. Donald Trump,
I believe,
was allowed to win the presidency because if Hillary would have got it, I think we'd already be in a civil war. But with Trump, it gives them four more years to stack the deck against us because now it's a huge divisionary thing. But those of us who stand for the country, the majority of us, support what Donald Trump is saying and trying to do.
Yeah,
I'm
it's the same thing.
Donald Trump is a savior. I'm not saying he's some super great guy, but he's not a part of the bureaucratic crap. And for that reason, Donald Trump is not allowed to be effective. That's why they're fighting him at every corner, because he's not doing it the conventional government way.
Right.
And that's the only thing I can really say good about Donald Trump. But the problem is it's creating more division in the country. And united we stand, divided we fall. So we're more divided now than we've ever been. So they're getting even a bigger hand over us.
Yeah. You know, I do notice a dynamic that is familiar to me with the Bush administration. Not that Bush and Donald Trump are anything alike. But if you notice that the majority of the conservatives that have been programmed by the good government crap, when they get somebody in the Republican Party gets into office, it's like they breathe a sigh of relief, and it's like a pressure relief valve, you know what I mean? And they relax. And the same thing happened when Bush got in, and then we saw, of course, all of the same neoconservatives that Warhawk, the Project for a New American Century club of neocons that are Republicans in name only, really, got it. But see, now I'm starting to see people like John Bolton and others that are being put in the administration. So, we have these wars that are going on over there that have absolutely... I mean, you know what? If the United States stayed out of everybody else's business, I believe that the cooperation of materials and natural resources would be a free-flowing thing. But because certain individuals, the banksters, are trying to control it all through, you know, the IMF, Federal Reserve, all those folks, that's why you have countries that are trying to pull themselves off of the dollar. It's why you have Gaddafi. Why did they take him out? It wasn't because he was a terrorist and because he beat his own people up. They don't care about us. You think they care about Libyans? Had nothing to do with it. He didn't have terrorists running around either because he killed them. Same thing you see with Assad. Assad's taking out ISIS. And what are we doing? We're funding the same scumbags. It's just it's frustrating.
Let's start about Gaddafi. Gaddafi, under his rule, his country was one of the most prosperous countries in North Africa.
Yep.
And the reason that our government decided to take him out was because he stuck his finger up at him and told him to kiss his butt, and he's going to create a gold currency, and he's not going to worry about any American money. He's going to trade Libyan gold. And when he said that, that's when he all of a sudden became a terrorist. And just like Saddam Hussein. Everybody wants to talk about how bad Saddam Hussein had control of his country. We're the ones, Big Daddy Bush, that piece of crap, he's the one that supplied Saddam Hussein with chemical weapons to use on his own people. That's why we knew that he had chemical weapons, because we gave them to him. And then when Little Bush got in office, because he's a warmonger and they have part in the Carlyle Group and all the other military industrial complex companies, they decided, hey, we need to start another war. We need more money. So then we go after Saddam Hussein, and we paint him out as this villain, this horrible person. But for decades, we supplied and supported that terrorist, so-called. But the reason we turned on him was the same thing. He told the United States, kiss my butt. I don't need you. I got everything I need. Y'all leave me alone. Well, when he said that, that put him on America's hot list.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go on and on, just like Iraq. Iraq was our buddies when the Shah was there. I mean, Iran was our buddies when the Shah was there, and the Shah was one of the most brutal people to ever run Iran.
Yeah, we put him there.
He was our friend. And then as they overthrow him, now we're enemies with Iran. And right. That's why another reason why we gave Iraq all the weapons and guns was to fight Iran as a proxy war. I mean, yep. Our country is so dirty, so crooked, so vile. I'm about ashamed to say I'm American anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous what we do to people in the other countries. All for the sake of the dollar.
We don't, my brother. As long as people like you and people like me and people like our folks out there that understand this exist, we're not doing it. As a matter of fact, we're doing all we can about screaming our heads. We're being watchmen on the wall trying to tell people what's going on. Hopefully they'll wake up. Now, will that save them? I don't know. Willing to do whatever it takes, you know?
Here's my theory on that. It's just like the good cops and the bad cops. They say, oh, there's more good cops than bad cops. Well, if that was the case, then why did the good cops get put in prison and round off the floors? And if that was the case, then why don't the good cops stand up against the bad cops and get rid of them?
Because well, we need to pray for them, that's for sure.
Hey,
folks, honey, we'll be right back.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back, folks. Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast, and up next, Mike Rivero, and, you know, I hope I'm not giving it away too early for him, but his thought for the day is when asked, I ask, sir, what is the militia? George Mason responded, it is the whole people, except for a few public officials. Boy, is that not a true statement. Now, that drops Mike. That's it. That's the gun control debate. It's over with. But anyway, coming up after this broadcast will be Mike Rivero, and I'm sure that he will have much information. We were going to get a little bit more into the Syrian thing, although what we know is limited right now, except that Israel probably hit the military base over there in Syria, which is just, again, just another war for Israel, I suppose. I hope that you know, I hope and pray that we can stay out of it, but I don't have much hope in that. But you know, it's what we should do. We should be the non-interventionist that we were intended to be, and not get ourselves into these foreign entanglements, or allow people with dual citizenship, by the way, in our government. What do you have a couple? You want to address that real quick, Casey?
Yeah, that's a joke. I mean, how can you have two masters and serve two masters? You know, if you're supposed to be for the people, then the people are your master. But if you've got a dual citizenship, you also, because you're keeping that dual citizenship, you have other interests that are aside from our country and our problems.
Right.
Anybody that's got a dual citizenship that's an elected official, they should have never been elected.
Absolutely.
I mean, John McCain is another scumbag. I mean, he's one of the people that helped create ISIS. Anybody that, you know, cares to do research, cares to look, John McCain and was on video with the leaders of ISIS prior to it being ISIS, and they were called Syrian rebels. And then when we armed the Syrian rebels and gave them all the money, gave them all the... I mean, how do you think these ragtag guys all got matching uniforms? How do you think these ragtag guys all of a sudden got all these Hummers and MRAPs?
Yeah.
Because we gave it to
them. You remember seeing that video? There was another general over there, too. Valley was over there supporting that whole arm the Syrian rebel folks. And I remember seeing one of these guys, one of the people that were killed by them, he cut the guy's heart out and he took a bite out of it. One of these so-called moderate Syrian rebels, moderate Syrian rebels. That was always, that's a nice mainstream media quip that they use. Moderate rebels, Jesus.
We need to wake up and quit drinking the Kool-Aid, because the truth is out there. And, you know, broadcasts like this are helping to get the truth out. But people have to listen. People have to do their research. Don't believe what I tell you. Go research what I tell you. And you'll see that I'm 100% accurate. I will never, ever, ever tell you anything that I don't know for fact. I don't speculate. I don't come up with wild, crazy ideas. When I say something, I know it to be a fact because I've researched the subject. And I don't speak on anything but true knowledge. Not propaganda, not indoctrination information. So I suggest to everybody, don't listen to me. Don't listen to you. Do your research. Go out and get the information yourself.
Oh, thank you for joining us today, brother. We ran out of time. God bless you, man. It's good that you're out. It's really good that you're out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, so do we. Folks, Mike Rivero is up next. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.